licenses are no longer a roadblock to immediate contact, and millions of people can be accessed simultaneously and instantly. Face-to-face discussions are being replaced by pixels on a screen and visually deciphered symbols and words in the absence of facial expression, physical demeanor, or vocal inflection. The sender can decide to be anonymous, or if clever, easily disguised as someone else. Like most change, the revolution in communication brought to us by millions of linked computers and phones carries with it both amazing benefits and frightening pitfalls. This audiobook provides us with a powerful, accurate, and concise description of the already prevalent concern known as cyberbullying, also providing us with a well-thought-out conceptualization of what parents can do. In this no-holds-barred manual, Kenley has captured the incredible significance and power of cyberbullying in a way that leaves the reader both shaken by its impact and relieved by the steps offered to manage it. This audiobook is not an expression of fear or worry. Rather, it is a brilliant effort to provide parents with the tools and concepts they need to both understand the potentials of internet communication and those needed to protect and assist their children in using technology effectively and safely. She makes her point quickly, thoroughly, and accurately, leaving the reader feeling able to better understand, communicate, and protect children in a world with so many unknowns. Lori Zellinger, Ph.D., RPTS, and Fred Zellinger, Ph.D., Licensed Psychologist. Chapter 1. Cyberbullying, an Alarming Reality. There has been much in the news over the past several years about the dangers and abuses of online behaviors. Many harmful actions come from the classmates, friends, and peers of our children, rather than from strangers or predators. Bullying, which has caused significant injury in the lives of countless victims throughout the years, has now become a relentless and horrifically destructive cyberforce. As kids embrace a world magically transformed by the wonders of technology, they also enter into an electronic culture void of human regard for one another. And tragically, they often find themselves navigating through a climate infused with revenge, retaliation, and regret. With one out of every five children having been the target of cyberbullying, educators, psychologists, civil leaders, and legal experts have been working tirelessly developing programs to combat it. In addition, professionals in a myriad of fields are developing strategies to intervene on behalf of the victims while searching for ways to hold the perpetrators accountable. However, every day, countless numbers of individuals fall prey to the abusive behaviors generated through social networking sites and other electronic means of communication. Sadly, as is often the case, parents or guardians who are struggling with the stressors and responsibilities of everyday life know little about the online bullying culture or are aware of the importance of their role in parenting a high-tech generation. Although there are dozens of books, videos, websites, and resources available for help in dealing with cyberbullying, the purposes of this audiobook are to give parents and guardians a manageable number of principles and practices to incorporate into their daily lives. The parenting strategies will cover three areas of importance: protection, intervention, and prevention. Chapter 2. Protection. Today's young people are growing up on a diet of technology with immediate access to worldwide social connections. Because it has become so common in our society for them to have a cell phone, laptop, iPhone or iPad, etc., we sometimes forget about the window of danger this opens. Parents would never hand over the car keys to their teens without the required number of education courses, behind-the-wheel practice hours, and supervision by an adult. And yet, we put a cell phone or a laptop in the hands of young children without adequate preparation, instruction, or monitoring. We can begin protecting our high-tech children by implementing several safety measures into our parenting. Number 1. Know why you are giving your children access to a piece of technology or giving them permission to utilize the technology. One excellent tool of measurement as to when a child should be given a piece of technology is for the parent or guardian to have a valid reason for doing so. These reasons might include providing